So we have with us Dimmy, who is the rector of Ten Club University. So Dimmy, we're here in the very cool Stages Hotel, right next to the O2 Arena, which we should be at, but hey, we're making lemonade. So can you tell us a little bit about your Pearl Jam history and how you became the rector of Ten Club University?
Hello, good evening. From behind the venue, not inside the venue that you were supposed to be, you said. I've been a fan from the beginning. My sister actually called me one day and said, you know, there's a band playing right now on the radio, check them out. Didn't have the time. I was like, okay, later. So she called me again after 2 days and told me, now the band is playing again. Something like Jam is the name. And I put the radio, was Jeremy. No, it was Alive, actually. Jeremy was the first time she called me, but I couldn't hear it. So I said, oh, that's good. All right. So that was it. I mean, then we start checking what is the band, and we got 10 album, you know, start listening to it. And what sealed the deal was when we saw them in 92 in MTV Unplugged. So when we saw how they look, what they're doing, and all, you know, it was like, wow, you know, like, this is the band for life. That's after it. That Ports performance, actually, I said to myself that this is my band forever. So that's how everything started, you know, listen to the music, album by album, you know. But I didn't travel at all, you know, they never came to Greece. So when they did, in 2006, I go from my hometown 5 hours in the night with the train, wait outside another 4 hours to get a ticket. Because we need three, I couldn't take 10 club tickets because they have a pair. So I was waiting to get a ticket. They opened, I went in, they didn't have the tickets yet. I waited another 5 hours. And then I got the tickets, go back to my hometown, another 5 hours train ride. And that was it. We were waiting for the show to come. I was vacationing in Rhodes, on the other side of the Greece, actually, when they played. So we took the plane in the morning, we went to see the show. And after that, we went again to the Greek island for enjoy the sun, you know. And the fun thing is that when the show over, I was kind of skeptical. I was walking, my sister was next to me. I said, what happened? You seem to love it. What happened? I said, no, I just trying to do the logistic in my mind because now I have to go every year to see them. So that's how it started. And, you know, to just follow the band and go to shows. And, you know, I said actually exactly what I said. It was like, I will do a gift to myself every year I go to see them live. So if you see them first time, and then if you understand and you love them as I do, or all the fans here, then you understand inside you that you have to redo this thing again, you know, for your mental health, actually.
It's in your guts.
Yeah. Yeah, you need it, you know, it's like something like that. So from there, it was like a situation that took a lot of years of enjoying everything they, you know, they put out, and then I involved with a lot of fans through forum, social media, and, you know, I'm very active there. So that's how it happened to be, you know, to get involved and know all these people now and follow the tribe.
How did that happen? I mean, there's a lot of people active on the forums and things, but you seem to be the guy that's always, you know, a step or several steps ahead of, like, what's happening.
I don't know if it's my personality. I guess I lead, you know, in situations. I'm managing my life. But it's not only that. I guess I try to connect with so many different people and try to help situations. Get involved with donations or get involved with projects, and we do a lot of different stuff, you know. So I got involved and talked with all these people, and then it was like, I don't know, like a roller coaster, you know, like people get to know me, and some other things happen too, and then I don't know, like, you know, sometimes I think that is, as you said, what you said, like, to me is like they talk about someone else, you know. I don't know. Seriously, sometimes I think that's people overreacting.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know, I'm just a normal guy, but, you know, I'm a guy that take care of things, you know, in my life. And people awesome. Think to ask my help or, you know, my advice or my, I don't know. So
it's a good way to be, you know. And we saw your message on one of the Facebook groups, mm-hmm. you know, about making lemonade. And we thought, yeah, we're going to carry that with us, you know.
Yeah, that's
today.
Good. Yeah, yeah. It's not my phrase, but I use it, I guess, in the right point.
It struck a massive chord with us when we were just going like, last night.
Yeah.
But, so we, you know, obviously we would all really love to be at the gig right now. Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, since we've had, you know, some spare time, mm-hmm. as all the Pearl Jam fans here have, we've been really lucky and we've met some really amazing people and we've been sharing stories with them and we're really interested uh-huh. in the stories that people have. Mm-hmm. And we can imagine that you must have a lot of stories about a lot of people that you've met in all your gig going. So can you give us a little flavor, some of the highlights?
Sure, yeah. The thing is that when you are from my country and not yours, I don't have the luxury that they come to my country every time they hit Europe, you know. So that was when I said to you earlier that I said I will travel anywhere now to see them. So every year, so that now I have to do, you know, I start doing it. And it's not if someone from Chile travel to see the band, you know, people will know because there are not a lot of people from Chile to travel in the States, travel in Europe to see the band, you know. That's how it happens with me. I'm from a very few Greeks that travel to many shows and travel all over the world for that, you know. It's more easy to say, the Greek is here, than you say that the British guy is here, you know, like, you know, or the Dutch guy.
Sure.
So there are tons of people from Netherlands, from England, traveling here. From Greece, we're a small country. It's not easy for Greeks anyway to spend a lot of money. I have priorities, I guess. I don't spend mine in concerts, but people have other more important priorities to spend their money and not travel follow a band. So that's how it is. Of course, it helps that I don't have kids and family, so that means that, you know, it's more easy to leave everything behind and go. It's not a... So that's how it happens. And as for the stories, I mean, there are so many train rides, hotel stories, share a bed, share a floor stories. So many with songs, with shows, with situations, with tambourines, with a lot of stories.
How many tambourines
of course,
do you have?
I have one. I have one from Milan 2014 when Eddie spotted me on the crowd, and then he came in the side. I was side rail from Stone Side, so he spotted me on the crowd. He ran. He got the tambourine. He runs to the security guy because he couldn't reach me, and said to him, give it to the Greek. So the guy said, to the Greek. He pointed at me. So the guy get the tambourine, gave it to me. And then Eddie goes back, gets another tambourine, comes back and gives to the security guy a second tambourine, say, you get this one because you give it to the right person. So yeah. And then people start putting out 50 euros bill to buy the tambourine from the security guy. it was really fun. That's the one. And everything was on the screen, big screen, you know. We were in San Siro, 8,000 people was there. It was like unique moment. I have my story. I mean, one of the coolest stories is we was in Jimmy Fallon show at TV.
Wow.
They playing TV. So it was like a week about Pink Floyd. So they cover Mother that day, along with they play first time worldwide Ole that night. And All Night, the song. They play three songs only. So it was 30 people of us got invitation, and we was just behind the band, and they shoot for the, you know, the TV show of Jimmy Fallon. That was really interesting because I was wearing shirts saying I saw Pearl Jam. So Eddie came in, just look at us, you know, and point at me and he say, yeah, Greg, I saw your shirt. So yeah, so that was interesting story to like, wow. Because we was very close, you know. I actually could touch Boom and Matt where I was. I just can touch them in the back. It was so close. It was like exactly in the benches behind the band. Of course, the big story that most people, I guess, know me in around is the ghost story. That took a lot of years. So Ghost is one of my favorite songs from Riot Act and in general from their catalog. So I just, you know, post in the forum and social media that I requested at the shows I was going, and always something happened and they played to the show where I wasn't there. Like, aww. I go to 10 shows this tour, and at the 11th show they played and I wasn't there. This happened a lot of times. Like, I went to 12 shows I think in 2012, and then they played to the next show, I wasn't there.
We call that Sod's Law.
Yeah, I don't know how it's called. I don't know. My English are not that great. So then I went to 2014 shows. I went straight to all except one, Leeds, and they played there. It was actually like, they fucking with me or something? I don't know. Like, bad luck, how you call that one. So anyway, that was a little weird situation, but I was keep asking the song, you know? And then we went to 2015 South America tour. So I passed the message, let's say that, you know, with all my ways to play. I'm here, you know, I'm going to do seven shows, Buenos Aires, Chile, Santiago, and five Brazil shows. So I'm here, you know, like, play the fucking song, you know. Anyway, so the last show was in Rio de Janeiro in Brazil, so they didn't play the song, and I was like, okay, I have to go home. So I go home, I arrive after a lot of hours of flight, you know, and then there was the next show was in Colombia, and it was like, I don't know, like 3 a.m. my time or something. I tried to get in bed, I couldn't stand after all this travel, and I said, I'm gonna get some sleep. And then there was like, after 5 minutes, my phone was keep ringing and people calling, and I was looking at the message, and I'm like, what's going on? And directly my mind went, don't fucking tell me they're playing Ghost. Like. And not only that, they play Ghost and they thought I was there. So Eddie said, this is for the Greek, who I apologize for not playing earlier. You know, they thought I was there. And I wasn't there. Like, I mean, it was like a bad dream. I'm like, what's going on? You know, like, and because they mentioned me then when they're playing the song, you know. Anyway, so that was it. The next tour was I went to Florida shows, in USA, 2016. So my last show was in Jacksonville. We was in a restaurant the night before with some friends, and someone said, I have an idea about Ghost for tomorrow. So I didn't pay attention to that, you know, like, okay. They were my friends. So we went to the show. Then my friend Ray came up with dressed like a ghost. He took shit from the hotel.
Yeah.
All the rest of my friends, they stole the pillowcases and wrote on them Ghost for the Greek. So from the moment Eddie and the band hit the stage in the beginning of the show, everybody was showing the Brilliant. In the back of the GA, it was in 10 club tickets. And there was like 10 of them, you know. I kept one after all this trouble. So it was like, it was crazy. So Eddie saw that there's so many pillowcases there. And at the end of the main set, he said, give me one to see what's going on, you know. Like, saw the ghost, and was like a little weird. So he saw Ghost of the Greek, he just threw it down and left. Didn't say anything. So then he came to the encore, and the song he's going to play was Tom Petty. Going back down, I think it was, and he just get the pillowcase from the floor. He put it out. Everybody could see what it says, you know, which was in the screen, and say, "What I'm gonna do with that now? I mean, I will sleep on it, or what? Are you, what? Why are you sending me this? You know, like it was like that. Everybody was like, I was freaking out. What's going on? Shit, down there, they know I'm here, you know. So for sure. Anyway, so. Nothing happened. They play a couple of songs, and then they play Jeremy. You know, the Jeremy ends with Jeff playing the bass, you know, the notes. And after the song ends, he said, I mean, I can leave it right now. I can see it right now in front of me, you know. He said, well, this was Jeff Amen that on the bass. And actually, he's the one who wrote the next one that came with the pillowcases. And I'm like, they're gonna play it. Like, I'm like, there is, and of course, at the same time, it was like a group of 30 or something friends around. And I hear just screams and people shake me and hug me, and like, before they're playing anything. And they start playing the song, and like, I really was lost. I was like, I'm gonna cry, I'm gonna laugh, what I'm gonna do. I was trying to enjoy the song, you know. It was the first time actually they played the song. Perfect. Live, that was the perfect version of the song, and everybody was screaming and shaking, and you know. And then we got Ray, because he was still dressed like a ghost. We put him up, he was a little guy, you know, so we put him up on the shoulders and stuff. Everybody was in situation crazy. And then the lyrics, it says that the second verse, like, TV is talking to me, And out of the blue, Eddie says, Dimitri, he's talked to me. He mentioned my name, and I'm like, oh my God. Wow. And everybody was screaming, he said your name. You know, like, it was a situation that people hugged me and kissed me and, you know, scream at me. It was like a crazy situation, you know. And then he said, Kili, to the lights, the lady who's running the lights of the show, you know, spot on us, because we was a circle of people with a ghost inside, Ray dressed like a ghost, and it was like that. I don't know, the experience was like, you know, they play a song for you, they dedicate it to you, you know. Actually, after he introduced the song, he said, and we apologize again, that, you know, we fuck up so many times that we played it when you were not here. And it was the first time, I mean, I love Pearl Jam's as tits, it was the first time they played it in the Encore. They never play Ghost in the Encore, you know. A lot of people thank me because they crossed the fixer for play their Ghost. That was something too. It was a unique experience. You know, I don't remember much after that song. So I was like in, I couldn't understand what's going on. You know,
I bet. You must have been drunk in emotion.
It's like you have a dream come true and it reached the limit, yeah. You know, and not only the limit, it went way better. Say your name. He was shouting all the time, Ghost, you listen to the bootleg, this is the ghost of Greece, and this is a friendly ghost, and shit like that. And I was like, you know, like, I must listen to that song, that version, I don't know, like, a few thousand times.
Is that all?
Yeah, I mean, the thing is that the community, I will tell you this, I mean, all these friends took their time and put effort, you know, just to help me get the song. Because actually, it was not in the set list, you know. They didn't rehearsal the song, you know. And we know the band like to play live good, you know, and they want to be perfect.
Yeah.
So they don't gonna play just a song to fool themselves, you know, right? Or not play it well. So that's like, and you expect to, not easy to play something, especially when it's not a slow song, you know. As a request, you know, it's not easy to get it in the middle of the show. Said, well, okay, we're just gonna change the set list and play a song that we never played like 5 years ago. Or
something, you know? Yeah.
So it's not easy. But I was lucky, you know, I don't know, like. And then after that, I don't know. I have a lot of requests too, but now I don't ask anything. I ask for other people, actually, you know, do some, because someone has a need to listen to a song, maybe we support someone else. It's like,
sure.
It's their turn. I have 9 songs of the before Gigaton, at least. I have only 1 song left from all the albums, Never Saw Live. So if I get any of those, that will be great. You know, statistics. We are like, when you go to a lot of shows, you get involved then, whose songs left for me to see?
Yeah, you got your checklist, I guess.
How many songs I have to, yeah, you know, like. Yeah, now we miss some shows though, so yeah. Statistics is ruined a little bit, but we will survive. Yeah, it's I guess Eddie's voice and his health is more important than my fucking statistics,
sure.
Right? So, yeah.
So can matter. I ask, do you know how many gigs you've been to in total?
Yes, I've been to 71. It's supposed to be a little more, but I had a few bad luck, like Prague and Vienna. On this tour, I got COVID, so I have to skip a few shows because of protocol. So I stay in quarantine, you know. That's why I fly to Copenhagen the day of the show, not before. I couldn't fly, and I was wearing the mask when I went there. Even I was negative, but you know, mm-hmm. I changed my ticket to seated, so I'd not be with around a lot of people like in GA. So yeah, how it, you know, like you do what you have to do. We are in a new era right now. We are before COVID era and after COVID. So, you know, you change that. Yes, I've been to 71 shows, 1 TV, 4 cancelled now.
That's not bad.
It's not bad. No, I've been to. I've been to 2007 was my first cancel actually in Venice. It was great day that day. You know. The Killers was on stage, and then it was Linkin Park, and then Pearl Jam was a festival in Venice, Italy. And a storm came out of nowhere, and the stage collapsed. It was terrible because, you know, then the ambulance started coming, yeah. And people were scared. And of course, the show was canceled, you know. And then it started raining. It was like we have to walk kilometers back to home. you know. I remember it was funny part, someone said, hey, you can go there to get your money back for the ticket. I'm like, I'm going to keep the ticket. I want the ticket, you know, frame or something. Yeah, sometimes it's not easy. You're traveling, you don't know what's going to happen. Now it's crazy with the flights and all of these things. But the main situation, as we always say, is with friends and the community, is like, get there. Accommodations and tickets for the show, you're gonna figure it out, you know, even yeah. last minute, but you have to get to the where is the ticket, where is the show. If you arrive there, we will figure everything out. People will help, you know. I don't remember how many times I put people on sleep on the floor or in my hotel rooms, you know, like we, or friends say, come over, don't pay hotel. I mean, actually, I'm going to Amsterdam tomorrow and I've seen them like 9 times there. In Amsterdam, 8 or something, and I never pay hotel before. This is the first time because it's COVID. I don't want to go to someone's house, you know. But always someone hook us, like, come on, stay at our house, me, you, 10 other fans and 20 cats or something. They have a lot of cats in the Netherlands. So, it's like, you know, something like that. The community, it works. There are two things right now, and I'm telling that every time, the last years. I'm not going for the shows anymore. I'm going for the people. Mm-hmm. The show is like 2 hours, 3 hours. This means nothing. We are talking about, I'm traveling now 35 days already. And this, if you put out, it was like, I don't know, 11 shows so far, 10. You understand? 10 with 3 hours or 2 hours each. The rest is friends,
yeah,
fans,
yeah, yeah.
Community. And it's really great situation. You know, it's like, I don't know, the mentality changed over the years now. You go through the show, what's going to happen, you know, take pictures, take videos. Yeah.
Sure, there's magic that happens.
Yeah, yeah. I do the relay of the shows usually. I mean, almost always. I relay song by song when they play. So I have to write details. I have used mm-hmm. my phone at the same time, you know. So. And when I'm not at the show, I have friends over at the show, so help me to do it. They text me the song, no matter what time is in Greece, when it happens. Because, yeah, I have brutal wake-ups at 2, 3 a.m. to just relay the show, and then I have to go to work. Yeah, and people are in a happy situation, drunk or whatever, at the show, text me, and I'm just working in Greek Air Force. Fixing aeroplanes.
Yeah, you got to fund it somehow.
It's a weird situation, you know, yeah.
So you mentioned that, you know, despite your mm-hmm. 71 gigs, mm-hmm. there's still a few songs that you are yet to see live. So,
yeah.
you know, really hope it works out for Amsterdam. What are you hoping that you will catch this time?
If I have to pick, like, I don't know, two of them, definitely is Around the Bend so I can finish No Code, because the only song mm-hmm. I didn't see from there. And I really love Parting Ways from Binaural. I hope that I see that one live. The other one from Binaural I never saw was Soon Forget, but I will be okay if I never see it live. You know, it's not something that song that I love. But Parting Ways is like, it's talking to me. You know, like mm-hmm. Force of Nature, which is another song that I want to finish. Backspacer, but it's a song that I never play. They played only 10 times already, 11, so all these years. So it's not a song that you're gonna get easily. Yeah. Arc, which is not easy to play, or Bundesliga, which is not the topic right now to play it, so you know.
Yeah.
And then is another, the last one of the Riot Act I never saw live is Get Right. That would be has a sweet solo song. But if I have to choose it, Around the Bend or, you know, or Parting Ways, like, which I don't know. You know, I request Ghost now, I can request more, you know.
Well,
I got Ghost
luck.
In the best way, yeah. But you want more songs now, someone will punch me in the face. And I feel it's unfair, you know. There are so many people who want to hear the songs.
The Greek side is Phil.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, so, well, good
I
luck.
I have to be more selfish to get more shows, right? More songs, right? But yeah.
We've got our fingers firmly crossed for you.
Thank you very much. First of all, we have to have the shows.
Sure,
yes, yeah,
exactly.
Because it's not only me, we are talking about thousands of people, like, if I remember well, it's 18K venue, two nights. Okay, most of us, a lot of us are the same people two nights, but definitely it's going to be like 25 minimum different people. So we have to keep our fingers crossed for everybody, you know, like, yeah. And if they play one of the songs, it will be even better, right? Well, yeah.
And do you have, it might be like asking you to pick your favorite child, I don't know, but do you have a favorite Pearl Jam member?
Member?
Member.
I mean, if I don't say Mike McCready, I think the strike will hit me right now.
Mike's proving very popular today.
Mike, okay, let's face it. Mike is the nicest guy in rock and roll, okay? He's very nice. I just saw, funny is that I was with a group of people all day today, and then they left, and they met Mike, everybody. I'm happy for them, you know, because I met him too.
Yeah.
So that's another funny story to tell you, actually. If you want,
we'd love to if you have time.
I met him, yeah. So, yeah. So you know, happy for them because I just saw it was a group of girls from Croatia actually, and it was really cool that they met Mike. They met Matt too. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. So I just saw the pictures actually before I came here to talk to you. So wow, congratulations! You know, it's like Mike is so cool. Of course, it is very strong personality. You know, like very. Unique guy, so I guess everybody loves him. You know? Or he sing my name on the song. You know?
You go way back now.
I mean, yeah. So you know, so with Mike, 2014, it actually was the same time I got the thumb grip from Eddie, the same show. So I was with Rob from 10 Club Radio, the guy who runs 10 Club Radio, and there was Tina, my friend, who was hanging in Doom Square. For 5-6 hours, got drinks, you know how it is. The show was the next day, and I just want to go to the bathroom, and I fuck up. I lost my way. We have a few more than normal drinks, you know. So I lost my way. Had to get up to get back up because it was downstairs. So I went to another restaurant bar out, and I was like, "What happened? What's going on?" So I tried to figure out how to. That took 15 minutes to find out where how I can go back to with my friends. And then when I saw Tina and Rob, I went to the table and they was laughing like stupid people, you know, like I'm like, what's going on here? And they was just laughing and like, you know, like sneaky laughing, you know, like what's happening with you two? So Tina showed me her phone and I see her and Mike in the picture. I said, oh, cool. And then I realized it's under the umbrella for the sun where you're sitting. And I'm like, is Mike is here? And Rob says, yeah, she's just like a few meters there, taking pictures of Duomo. He was like, you know, with his camera and take pictures. I'm like, oh my God, I'm gonna go shake his hand. So I walked on him and said, hey, Mike, how you doing? I said, oh, hi, who are you? I said, I'm Dimitris from Greece. Oh, I know. And I'm like, oh, okay. You know, yeah, sure, I know who you are. And then he said, I said, just want to say thank you for the music and, you know, like all this. And he said, which part of Greece are you? And I'm like, fuck, he knows my country. Yeah, like, you know, he knows. I mean, I stuck, I didn't know what to say. Like, I'm in the north.
You like, forgot where you lived?
I mean, yeah, well, like, it's a little bit, 3,000 kilometers from others. I was just like, fuck, he asked me about Greece, you know, like why that happened. Anyway, so I didn't want to bother me because more people coming around. And I said, okay, enjoy the tour and, you know, thank you for everything. He said, enjoy the tour, kid. So I turned my back, start walking, and I hear his voice say, hey, Dimitris, do you want to take a picture of me? I'm like, I forget to ask him for a picture. And he asked me to take a picture with him. I'm like, sure. Like, thank you, right? So he gave his security guy my phone, and the guy took 5-6 pictures or something, you know. I picked the one I look better to post.
That's brilliant. He knew that and you were going to kick yourself.
Yes, and the most funny part of that, after I post this and I tell the story, what happened? So a friend took a Photoshop to Mike's shirt and says, Dimi's another one, number one fan. So we have that too, you know, to make a joke.
Excellent. That's brilliant.
Yeah, yeah. The thing is that the community here, that's what matters anymore for me. All these people that, you know, like, you see their faces, how happy they are when they go on tour or go on shows and how excited they are in their eyes, you know, the sparkle, you know, it's different. I mean, I met these people because I meet a lot of people in other circumstances where we go travel together, nothing to do with the band. But when we are on tour, you can see different, the same people that you text in all day, the rest of the year, here is different. They feel completely in another mood, you know, it's unique feeling how it is. And the good part of it that people care. Usually people are selfish and they don't give others, you know, in life. But when we are on tour, at least people care about each other.
Well, thank you so much, Dimi.
It was my pleasure.
It's been lovely
talking to you. Thank you very much.